If you're interested in learning how to use toxic pesticides and synthetic salt fertilizers, you've got the wrong station. What we talk about here is common sense land management, how to use products that improve the soil, and we'll discuss using easy-to-grow adapted plants. We will tell you when and how to plant them correctly. To be on the show, call us at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now for all the answers to all of your questions, here's the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Let's talk some gardening today. I've got some things I need to share with you, but we'll have plenty of time for your questions and comments. And if you got any tips, that's great. We're wide open for all of it. Telephone number here is same as always, just one number you have to know and use, and that's 866-444-3478. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Let's start with the dogs of the SPCA. There's another cutie. Looks like maybe akin to our tree climbing Nelly. Star Girl, 2-year-old female pit bull terrier mix, 55 pounds. This little star is very sweet and gentle. She takes she takes delicious treats right out of your hand with only a tiny nibble. Not sure exactly what that means. She's a dainty eater, I guess. Star Girl wants the attention and loves scratches. Her dream home would have a backyard with a fence. And it would be best if she was an only dog, it looks like. But she's a good one. She's a pretty girl. Her picture and bio, the specs, are on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and look over there to the right, and you'll see the SPCA note, and you can go there and see her and also all of the other dogs that we've talked about that have not gotten homes yet, like Frankie, Dollop, Nola, Peanut, Little Mama, and Bo. Their pictures and bios are there as well. There's some really, really good dogs. One of the dogs, too, that is in the mix that may still be available. I think he is. He's with a foster home now, but looking for a permanent home, and that's AJ. He's a really good-looking guy as well. So check all of that out. Also, right there on the homepage, a couple of things. We were talking at my little talk I did at Archie's Gardenland Fort Worth yesterday about the fabulous trees. I got some information from one of the attendees there about thong trees. They're the marker trees that American Indians have used. It's very interesting. The book is fantastic. A lot of photographs, and some of those photographs, as soon as we have an opportunity, will work into the fabulous trees presentation that we already have for you. It's interesting, though, they don't seem to know exactly what they were for. Markers of trails, and there may have been some religious significance to them. They pin a little sapling down to the ground and force it to grow in an odd shape is what the deal is. You've probably seen that before. There was a famous case in Dallas a few years ago where this jerk was parked beside one of the famous marker trees in Dallas. He was cutting it up for firewood, and somebody came along, saw it, blocked him until the cops came. He got in a lot of trouble, but he did some pretty significant damage to the thing. But there seems to be some head-scratching about exactly what all is meant by these marker trees, and we'll try to add that to the show as soon as we can. Like I said, the fabulous tree slideshow is right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. If you haven't seen it yet, it's right to the right where that column of topics appears on the homepage. That basically is, anything we've currently updated or added to the website, it shows up there first, so you know there's something new in the website. And we can force some things to be there, and that's what we're doing with the Fabulous Tree Slideshow. It's got a lot of slides of how to plant trees the way I recommend and details about management and that sort of thing. And then it just goes into specific trees around the world, including a couple in my backyard, the big ginkgo and the Nellie's climbing tree. Get to see her for one thing in the show, and other trees, the big pecan tree over in Weatherford, the national champion over there, shows some of the work that was done on it and all that kind of thing. So if you haven't seen it yet, check it out. It's a lot of slides. All the slides have cut lines and captions at the bottom, so you can tell what's going on in each one of the pictures. Okay, let's see what else we need to start the show with. One thing I need to tell you is what we were up to yesterday. Judy and I went out to the great State Fair of Texas. May or may not be our only trip out, and we kind of lucked out timing-wise. We went into the Hall of State to look at that exhibit, walked through the car buildings pretty quickly. Since we got there in the middle of the afternoon, we almost played it a little too close to get to the Marine Corps Drum and Bugle Corps show that they do every day at 4 o'clock. And I mentioned it before. I put it on Facebook and Twitter the other day that it's only going to be there for another few days. And if you haven't seen that show, it's really worth it out there. Entertaining. The way they do it is pretty cool, too. And at the end of the show, you get to go down and meet some of the young Marines out there that are a part of the Drum and Bugle Corps. But their music is always different. They play some hit stuff. They play old tunes. They play, you know, military songs and all that. And it's very much worth the effort to go see them at the State Fair here in Texas. There are other great state fairs, I'm sure, around the country, but we've got one of the best here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The fair runs another couple of weeks, I guess, but the Marines come in for a couple of weeks at the beginning of the show, and then they go to other events. They were saying yesterday that they perform about 400 times. They do about 400 shows a year. So they are busy. We were talking about the fact that they're in red and white uniforms, and they're long sleeves, and they also have on long leather gloves, which is interesting about how well they can play with those things on. But hot, and during part of the performance, there was full sun on at least half of them, and some of them were really dripping and sweating, others were handling it a little differently, it seemed. But we got to talk about how rough that is. And I got to thinking, because there were some right there next to the performance area, some of our Dallas police officers wearing black uniforms. Now, they're short sleeve, but still got to be really hot. It's either black or a real dark navy blue, I guess. And that probably is the same case for police officers around the country, but it's definitely the case of the Dallas police force. Anyway, go see the fair. A lot of good things there. Crazy food and lots of shows. The bird show is back. It left for a while. That Steve Martin had done the show for a long, long time. Semi-retired. He's still with the nonprofit that is in charge of the birds and everything, and doing some research on specific birds, but he's not doing the show anymore. A couple of young people were doing the show, and it was good. They were still working on things. They had birds that weren't minding all that well. They have free flight birds, if you've never seen it, and it's really cool. They have hawks that come out of the big Ferris wheel and fly down, and they have eagles, and they have gigantic stork that's really an interesting bird to see. They have owls, and they have a lot of different things. They have macaws, parrots that sing and talk and all that kind of thing. So it's a wide range of stuff. And they were having a little bit of trouble getting a couple of the birds to mind, which made it even more fun in some ways. So go check all that out if you haven't already. I recommend it highly. Let's see what else we need to do. Oh, my tea, I'm kind of stuck in a rut on the kind of tea I'm drinking lately. It's mostly ginger and sage, quite a bit. I put about 5 leaves of garden sage, gray garden sage, in there this morning. Hips, rose hips, I have some that are starting to turn red. Wrote a column about that. It was one, I guess it was my latest column in Dallas Morning News. If you haven't seen that, I'll talk about the uses of roses a little bit more when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this, so don't go away.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinerite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinerite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinerite.com.
Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant. It's used by every cell in the human body, and it's especially vital for reducing the risk of heart disease. RegActive's cardio wellness formula contains other ingredients that help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, support healthy heart muscle tissue, and help improve the lining of your veins and arteries all throughout your body. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive cardio wellness formula at fine natural product retailers across the United States.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we're going to be talking a lot about soil and bed preparation and things like that today. And we're just going to get started with something related with Sherry in Dallas calling first up this morning. Hello, Sherry.
Good morning, Doctor.
What's up?
Well, I have been working very hard to change my soil and garden beds to organic.
Okay.
They're really heavy clay, and I've been working on this for several months. And, of course, we are getting ready for fall, and I'm going to have to start laying down the mulch. And what I wanted to find out is, do I need to put down organic hardwood or do and spend that much more money, or do I need to, or can I just do hardwood mulch?
You mean, are you asking if you need to buy certified organic mulch? Is that what you're talking about? Because
yes,
all mulch is organic. I mean, no matter where it came from or how it was processed or anything, unless some chemicals were added to it, which is rare in mulches. But all mulch would be considered organic, high in carbon. The mulches that are the best, though, are the shredded native tree trimmings. And in that category, you've got the shredded native cedar. Some of the production people, the manufacturers, will take ground shredded tree trimmings and they'll regrind it and turn it into a little finer texture, and it looks a little better. The heavier texture stuff actually functions better than the finer texture stuff. But I don't know anybody offhand that has any mulch that would be certified organic, but all of it is just generically organic. But
okay,
the mulches
and
you want to
hardwood the best kind.
Well, not really. It just shredded tree trimmings in general is my favorite and works without question the best. Normally, when you get shredded tree trimmings, you'll have a mixture of hardwoods and softwood trees in the same mixture. And the reason it works so much better than other mulches like pine bark and cypress and things like that is that in the shredded tree trimmings, you have a mixture of protein and carbon materials. In other words, you have a mixture of the brown cellulose stuff, the wood, and the green of leaves and buds and cambium layer and that sort of thing. You see what I mean? So that balance of the green and brown stuff in it makes it not draft nitrogen from the soil and function as a very mild fertilizer in addition to a mulch covering. It's just a much, much better way to go.
And where do you find that? I am in the Dallas area, but where would you purchase that?
Well, most of the garden centers and the feed stores will have in bags what's called shredded native mulch, and they'll sometimes have specifically shredded cedar mulch. Either one of those is exactly what I'm talking about. The other way to go, and I've just recently done it myself, I have a big pile in the driveway at home, and it came right out of the back of the truck of the tree trimming company that did my neighbors, did a bunch of tree trimming for my next door neighbor, and they didn't have a place to keep the mulch, so I kept it myself. So, in other words, any tree trimming company you see working, when they're running those limbs through and grinding them up and it's going into the back of a truck, you can go say, hey, how would you like to dump that on my property instead of paying to drive it to the landfill? And if they'll do it, it's the best way for you to get mulch of all. The only negative about it sometimes is they may have thrown some big logs and some other things in it, and if you don't mind getting that. On the other hand, there's a good chance that you can find a tree care company that has nothing in their truck but the ground up tree trimmings, and that's the best stuff you can get, and the best price because it won't cost you anything.
Well, that's the kind of thing I need. That's great. How thick do I need to lay it down?
I'm sorry?
How thick do I need to lay down the mulch?
If you're putting it around little transplants in landscaping or even in the vegetable garden, I used to say put it down real, real heavy and thick, but you really don't need to. You can put down a couple of inches, and then you for sure don't want to pile it up on the trunks of the plants, especially the woody plants, you know, grapes and things like that and various trees. So just put enough down to cover the bare soil so it keeps the direct sun from, you know, burning the carbon out of the soil, maintains the temperature, maintains the biological activity and all that kind of thing. I was telling people at my talk yesterday, one of the most successful uses of this same mulch that we're talking about here was on a ranch where I was consulting, and we were grinding up the native cedars, the evergreen cedars, and clearing an area in flat areas where they wanted to grow more grasses and forbs for grazing cattle. And they were experimenting with different ways to use this ground-up mulch, and I told them the best way is just to broadcast it out on the site. It's called sheet composting. And in that case, you can put it out 2 inches thick, 1 inch thick. You can put it out 4 or 6 inches thick in some real rough, bare soil areas. And what it does, it starts to help the native seed that is in the soil just kind of waiting around for better conditions to germinate and get the grasses and the forbs growing like crazy. So the shredded native tree trimmings has a whole lot of good uses.
Well, that's great because there's a lot of trees still that have to be taken down from that storm. So I'm going to looking for those trucks.
Yep. It's the best way to go. Appreciate your call. Thank you, Sherry.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Looks like we got the birds flying in. Telephone number to be with me here is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. I think the mystery photo is probably up. I'll double check that right now and tell you how to find that photograph right after this.
Gardeners and landscape professionals, do you want to receive the best how-to videos teaching how to install and maintain successful food gardens and landscapes? This course is taught by Howard Garrett with 15 chapters of instruction, and it includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It is fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Looking for that perfect beach body this summer or just trying to stay healthy? Managing your weight is so important. Weight management is more than simply calories consumed versus calories burned. Achieving your ideal weight also depends on your digestive system functioning effectively. Research has shown that one of the most important things in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of good bacteria, probiotics, in our GI tract. These friendly bacteria help regulate blood sugar, normalize our appetite, and process food that is challenging to digest with less gas and bloating. World-renowned Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a flora balancing system that does that and more. Dr. O'Hara's carefully selected strains of live, beneficial bacteria work synergistically to optimize health, aid in the absorption of our nutrients, and help with weight management. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Get them today. Available at Sprouts, Whole Foods, and Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural health retailers. Also online.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Well, let me help Dave here, and then I'll get back into what I wanted to talk about soil. I ran into something kind of interesting yesterday about expanded shale. I want to talk about that a little bit on the show today. Dave is in West Plains, Missouri. Hello, Dave.
Good morning. I'd like to know what's the best way to dethatch the lawn and what time of year to do it.
Okie doke. Interesting question, because, Dave, with the organic program that I recommend, using organic fertilizers and the rock minerals and the sugars and like molasses and all the things that we recommend, you never have to dethatch a lawn ever. It's one of the great benefits of the organic program. When you're stimulating the life in the soil and in the landscape, whatever you're dealing with there, you're not having that buildup of that thatch. It's caused by using high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers and the things that I don't recommend. If you do need to dethatch, what I would recommend more than a dethatching machine or something like that, which just really tears the turf all to pieces, I would recommend doing one of two things, either mechanically aerating, and you could rent an aerator, you do the work yourself, or you hire a nursery or a landscape company to do it for you, which would be a better way to go, obviously. Or you can take hydrogen peroxide and do the same thing that we recommend as part of the sick tree treatment. You can mix hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store with water at a 50-50 mixture and spray it out across the turf area where you have a thatch problem. Put it out at about a gallon per 1,000 square feet, and it will function as a liquid way of aerating. And it will kill bacteria right at first, and then it'll turn right around and start helping biological activity. Use some organic fertilizers, some compost, some rock minerals like we talk about, and you'll never have the thatch grow back and have to ever deal with it again.
What time of year would you spray the hydrogen peroxide? What time of year?
Well, what are you doing this afternoon?
Okay, fall is a good time then.
Well, you can do it anytime you want to do it. Do you know what kind of grass you have? Do you have a cool season grass there, or
fescue and bluegrass?
Fescue and blue. Yeah, this would be a good time because it's going to continue to grow, into the cool weather for some number of weeks. So going ahead and doing the work right now would be a great idea.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate the call. All right, and anybody wants to jump in here can at 866-444-3478. I got some time to get started on something I wanted to talk to you about. As you know, and this is a great time of year for just a whole lot of things to happen. I just wrote a column that'll appear this Thursday in the Dallas Morning News here in Dallas, and it'll be on their website, and it'll be then after it runs, it'll be on our website on dirtdoctor.com, and it's about what to do at this time of the year, getting ready for planting at the ideal time, especially woody plants, trees, and things like that. But any kind of hardwood plants, any kind of permanent plants, we're just about at the perfect time to do that. Plus the fact we're about at the window where fall color is showing on the plants in the nurseries, and that gives you your best opportunity to get the kind of fall color that you're looking for. It's not foolproof. You can go to a nursery and see a beautiful little maple or an ash or an oak that has a fall color that you really love, and you can buy it, and then when it's planted at your place, lo and behold, it'll turn out to be a little different color. That can happen. It can happen because of a change in soil, change in the fertility program, change in weather, whatever. Sometimes just genetics will do that. But it does give you the best chance to get the color that you want if you buy the plant when it's in it has its fall color on. And for example, a lot of the crepe myrtles have a real pretty fall color. The red ones have red fall color. The purple ones tend to have yellow fall color. The white ones tend to have yellow fall color, but that's not 100% consistent either. But just doing the planning, my point is that doing the planning right now to try to set up a situation and plant the things that'll give you the not only what the plant's going to do for you long term and overall the whole growing season long, but what it's going to be as far as fall color. That'll be in my next column. So when you go out to the nurseries, take a look at that and see how consistently it holds up for you. Some of the plants, some of the trees that I cover in this column can have yellows or reds in that category. One of the trees that you'll hear me talk about from time to time that'll grow almost anywhere in the country is Parodia or Persian ironwood. Parodia or Persian ironwood. And it's one of those plants that has, in my backyard, I got a big one. It's near the big ginkgo. And it has beautiful yellow fall color, just really spectacular yellow fall color, and it has its color later than the ginkgo does usually. It's not every time, but usually it's later. So we have a real long period of fall color there. It also has very unusual flowers because the flowers form in the dead of the winter. And they're little bitty red clusters that form on the tips of the tree, you know, and there's not much other interest in color going on. But there is also one, in fact, I have one at the office that has red fall color, the Parodia. And I got it from Nacogdoches, from Stephen F. Austin, from David Creech. He's doing research on trees there all the time. He primarily works on ball cypress and crossbreeds of ball cypress with Montezuma cypress. In fact, the one of the Montezuma cypress, one of the trees in my fabulous tree slideshow is a Montezuma cypress that's 3,000 years old, arguably, in Oaxaca, Mexico. And he has been involved with that tree through the years, and he somehow got cuttings from some seedlings from that tree. And I have one, so I have an offspring of the famous Montezuma cypress. They have, the reason I'm bringing all this up is that they have plant sales every year. So those of you in Texas or want to come to Texas, do a search on when Stephen F. Austin has their plant sales, and you can buy some of these things that you hear me talk about like that at the plant sales. And be fun to go there and see it anyway. So check that out. Let's go. I forgot to check on that mystery photograph. I promise I'll do it at the next break. I think it's probably there, though. This is Sean in Saltillo, Texas. Hello, Sean.
How do you do?
I'm fine.
I've been told I was talking about figs, F-I-G-S.
Yeah.
If I bought different varieties of fig trees, that I would have figs bearing throughout spring and summer, that different varieties bear fruit at different times. Is that right?
There's probably some truth to that, and I recommend it anyway, because what you do when you plant different varieties or different cultivars of plants, you give yourself better odds, because when the weather goes one direction, you know, it might favor this tree, this variety or cultivar, and if it goes another way, it might favor one or the other. So I've always recommended that, whether people are planting apples or peaches or plums or figs or jujubes or whatever, a plant multiple kinds, because that's how you're going to get the best long-lasting results. I've got two or three. I guess now I've just got two different fig trees, both of them pretty big in the backyard. They were both hand-me-downs that I got from other gardeners, and so they're probably different varieties, and, man, they produce like crazy. The squirrels get more of the figs than we do. Judy and I are not huge connoisseurs of figs, but, boy, our squirrels in the backyard, they really are.
I love fig preserves and fig preserves mixed with another fruit.
Well, get you as many different varieties as you can. I think that gives you your best results, just like the tip that you received. I totally agree.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Appreciate your call. Thank you. The thing I wanted to get into, let me start on that. I got a little bit more time left, and you can jump on here anytime you want to at 866-444-3478. On preparing new beds for vegetable gardens or herb gardens or landscaping, any of those things, the bed preparation that I recommend and most other organic people recommend has gotten pretty consistent, because we've ended up discovering how well it works, and we've just kind of fine-tuned it. But basically what it is to mix into the existing native soil. And by the way, that's an important part of the bed preparation that I recommend, the existing soil. Digging out the soil that exists on your property and hauling it off and putting all new stuff in has a couple of different problems. One is you can create a bathtub effect in the area by doing that. And the other is we want the native soil and the native biological activity in the soil. Even if you do a raised bed where you're having to build it up for whatever reason, or you're building it so that you don't have to bend over as far or whatever, and so you're bringing in all new stuff, and in that case it's going to be more of a potting soil kind of a bed. Even in that case, I recommend adding some native soil to it, just enough, maybe 10% or less, in that case, to inoculate that raised bed, that potting soil mixture, with the native stuff. Dr. Carl Whitcomb's done a lot of research on that, and one of the things he's recommended in the past, even in pots, he'll recommend putting the native soil kind of in the middle of the pot, coming up like a little volcano, and then putting the potting soil on top and around that native soil in the center, mixing some in throughout the whole potting soil is normally what I do. But either technique works for you well. And then instead of peat moss, we do not recommend peat moss. I might surprise some of the new listeners out there. We recommend compost, rock minerals, lava sand, azomite, granite sand, things like that. And we recommend sugars. And in the sugar category, they're primarily microbe stimulators. And in that category, my favorite two are dry molasses and cornmeal. I'm going to talk more about this and some of the other specific things and one of the interesting new things I ran into this weekend after this break. 866-444-3478.
Top shelf organic products are now available at all HEB stores. They're crafted from the finest locally sourced materials and are ideal for your gardens, landscape, vegetables, herbs, raised beds, perennials, roses, palms, succulents, and more. Purchase New Earth top shelf organic products today at HEB stores and other fine retailers. For more information or to find a store near you, go to topshelforganic.com. That's topshelforganic.com.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefit to the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as PureGrow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tray treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All right, Howard, back with you. And yes, the mystery photograph is up. I'm not sure anybody got the one last week. It was kind of interesting because it was a shot of the aerial roots of a Virginia creeper on a fence, real dramatic. And I don't know that anybody got that last week, but the new one is up for this week. And what you can get is a couple of things. One is a free gift from Espoma, 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food, if you're the first to identify the mystery photograph. And you also get one of our online courses from Texas Organic Research Center, the 15-chapter class that we have there for you. And it's an unusual shot a little bit. It's a plant that I've actually had as a mystery before, but it's shot at a different time of the year. So if you want to try to identify it, you can call the show here, 866-444-3478, or you can send us an email, info@dirtdoctor.com. What I was going to say about roses that I didn't finish on was covered in that little commentary that I did. The rose plant is medicinal and culinary and a helpful herb. The petals are edible. They're wonderful. They're delicious. They're good in salads and as garnish and things like that. A lot of people use them in with dips and chips and things like that, and use them in salads, various things. And then the hips are even more useful. Chop them up when they're red, when the fruit turns red, which is starting to happen right now. And they can go in salads. It's a wonderful source of vitamin C. They can be used in various foods to make teas, as I add them to my ginkgo and sage on a pretty regular basis when they're available. So, and you can check out my column. It's already there on dirtdoctor.com now because it's already run in the paper. All righty. We'll get caught up with some calls and then get back to a couple of things I've got to finish with. Jeff, Cache, Texas, next up. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, how you doing? I hope you're having a good morning. Hey, I seen on YouTube a guy who was using water softener salt, dissolved as heavy as he can in water to kill weeds in his driveway and sometimes fence lines. Mm-hmm. Good or bad?
Well, it's good and bad. The good news is it does work pretty well. In fact, some people will mix some salt with their vinegar and do that, and it does help kill. The negative about it, Jeff, is if you do it very often, you're going to build a chemistry problem in the soil. You're going to have too much sodium in the soil, too much salt, and that causes all kinds of problems. Salt used, especially sea salt, but any kind of salt used on a very limited basis can be very good for the soil. It's kind of like hydrogen peroxide used properly can benefit the soil by softening it and starting the flocculation and all that. If you spray it over and over and over again, you're going to do damage to the life in the soil, and it's going to be a bad thing. Same thing with salt. So a little bit would be, you know, useful.
Well, under a rock driveway, you're not trying to grow nothing near that. So,
thing, you might have the roots of your trees growing over in that area. So do it, and it'll help kill weeds, no question about it. It works better when you use it with vinegar or with one of the fatty acid products or something like that than by itself. But just remember,
I kind of like the idea because it's a whole lot cheaper than a $25 gallon of vinegar that doesn't go very far.
Well, I don't think by itself it'll kill nearly as well as vinegar will. I think it will help vinegar and fatty acid products and those other things kill a little bit better. But by itself, you're going to have to put it out pretty heavily for it to do, you know, a real good kill. And at that level, any tree roots or anything like that that are out in that area, you might do some damage. So it's a good idea. Just use it in a very limited way.
Okay, yeah, once or twice a year is all I need to try to keep these weeds at bay off this. And I don't have nothing near the driveway that I'm, plant-wise that I got to worry about.
All right, let us know how it works for you. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Talk to you later. And here we have Lale. Is that how you pronounce your name? Is that correct?
Yes. Good morning.
Hi, calling from Delaware. What can I do for you?
I live in southern Delaware, approximately 3 miles from the beach, and I have a problem with wiregrass taking over my lawn. I've consulted with several landscapers and gotten an estimate for thousands and thousands of dollars to kill the whole lawn with Roundup 3 times.
Wow.
And then come back and resod the whole thing. And then even then, the wiregrass, they said, will come back within 5 years.
Okay, so, let me give you a couple
not feeling very positive about the situation.
Yeah, let me give you a couple of different ways to go. Number one, if you were going to even consider going that way, that would be expensive, and it'd be better, cost about the same thing just to get a sod cutter, hire a landscape contractor to do it, and set it at about an inch and a half depth or 2 inches, and just cut all the sod out and throw it in the compost pile. Can you hold with me so we not rush? There's a couple of other things I want to tell you. Let me put you on hold there. We're going to have to do a little break here at the top of the hour. I tell you what, I'll talk to you off the hour because we've got a guest coming up at 9, too. So hold on, and I'll talk to you in just a second, okay? I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We're going to talk to our friend Ross Pelton for a little bit at the beginning of the next hour, and then we'll get back to the phone lines, and I'll catch up with what we talk about off the air so everybody hears that, too. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this.